Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, it's Christine, the creator of Private Affairs. Before we get into the episode, a warning that this show is intended for adults as it contains mature themes. This episode contains references to depression and self-harm ideation. This episode also has strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
See? Told you. Not pregnant.
What? Let me see. Well, maybe it's a false negative. You should probably take another
No,
one.
Luke. I am not pregnant, okay? I'm just stressed out with work. That's it.
Listen, babe, if you're stressed, then I'm really worried about you. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
What do you mean?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at work.
No, babe, I've heard you in work meetings and you sound like you really
know what... I know the mechanics of what I'm doing, but I don't know what I am doing.
Okay.
Like, you're a doctor, right? So, when you're at work, do you feel like you're actually doing something that matters?
Well, yeah, most of the time.
Okay, so I don't have that. I just feel empty.
Empty?
Yeah, like, what's it all for, you know?
Baby, if you're really not happy, why not just, like, follow your dreams?
And what if I don't have one?
Yeah, of course you do, babe. Everyone does.
Guys, I've got an announcement.
What?
I've been pre-approved for a home loan.
What?
Whoa!
That's brilliant.
Wow! Yay, yay, yay!
That's huge.
Congrats, Taffy.
Thank you very much.
Oh, please, can I come house hunting with you, please?
Of course, man, of course. I was going to ask you anyway, since you're not for a regime.
Okay, good,
yes. You know you like things, guy. Mm-hmm.
I like things too, I want to come.
but V's got good taste, though.
Sure.
It is what it is. Anyway, what's good, ladies? How's life? Huh? How's employment? That corporate hustle? Talk to me.
They announced a restructure.
Ish, is your job safe?
Don't know yet. Time will tell.
Oh, and here I was thinking about going into industry.
Oh?
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Guys, my firm is a sinking ship. People keep leaving. We are so short-staffed. I've had to work the last 3 weekends, even Oof. Sundays.
Oh, that's rough.
You know? So I'm like, why am I still here?
But if you jump ship, though, who's going to represent for my boy?
I'll still be the black person wherever I go.
But your social capital won't follow.
Exactly. And you'll have to start climbing a whole other ladder, mm-hmm. right? Look, you're one of the few black managers at your firm. A top-tier firm at that, right? Am I lying?
No.
And it's the same situation at mine as well. Like, look, they say they're doing all this unconscious bias, D&I, what training, right? But the fact is, merit doesn't matter the higher you climb. And it again. It's all about who you know. That's number one. Number two, how comfortable they are around you. Mm-hmm. Hey, you get it?
Yeah, but so what's your point, girl?
The point is you can actually advance because you came from the US office. They can actually respect that shit. You're not just a regular black person.
I'm a regular black.
You get my levels, Cash.
No, say that. It's the same at my company. It's all mysteriously monochrome at the top. We don't even have any Asian execs.
Damn. And they've been here for ages.
Mm-hmm. It's giving plantation.
Actually, yeah. You know, when I think about it, Kubasa, when they talk about diversity, they just want to talk about gender, not race or ethnicity.
Except on Bring Your Cultural Food Day.
You see now, Anelia. Look, look, look. I went to Melbourne Uni, right? That's my in. You've got America. Matty sounds British.
Mm-hmm. That's if they let me talk.
But we need people like you, like us, right? To finesse the system, you know, open doors and what. Because think about it. You can actually be a role model.
But I don't want to be a role model. I want just to be happy.
We all want to be happy. But logically, it makes more sense to stick with what you've already started.
I don't know, hey?
Okay, then. Why don't you go back to school and rebrand with an MBA? At least that would give you a leg up.
Mm-mm. And fall into the student loan trap again? No, thank you.
Listen. Uh-uh. You're attaching too many feelings to this job thing. Look, your bank account is being credited every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you not enjoying your avocado and toast right now?
Yeah, but...
Saka, what's the problem?
It's the price, okay? The price. No, but for real, I wish it was just about money. I wish. But there has to be more to it because this ain't it, bruh. You know, I was talking to Luke about this and he thinks that I should follow my dreams and I should just really... Wait, what did I say? What did I say? What did I say?
It's a magic. I've been taking life advice from a trust fund, baby. Huh? He's not cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Luke is wrong on this one. He can afford to dream.
Nah. We don't have time for Mickey Mouse games, Panama. And Eddie, follow your dreams. Where to?
Poverty. The street.
Hey, babe. You still at the office? How much longer do you think you'll be?
Not sure. But looks like we'll be here for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sorry, babe. I think you should go ahead without me. I'll drive up tomorrow.
No, I can wait until tomorrow.
No. It's your parents' anniversary. You need to be there tonight.
You sure?
Yeah. I'll see you guys tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right, well, I'll text you the address of the cottage.
Okay. Thanks, babe. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, baby.
Wow. Cottage was an understatement.
We made it.
I made it.
Hey.
So, this is the cottage, huh?
Yeah. Oh, guess what?
What?
You'll never, never, never guess who's here.
Who?
My uncle, Ollie.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, he flew in from France. I cannot wait for you to meet him. Wow. You're going to love him.
Wow. Vaulted ceiling, exposed beams, hardwood flooring, tall windows.
Hey, baby, everyone's out in the deck.
Stone-clad fireplace, statement chandelier, modern, rustic. Oh, babe, it's beautiful. I love how the beams match the floor
beautiful.
With all the... Oh, hello, hi.
You must be the lovely Veronica.
All right, give it a rest, man. You've already had three wives.
Bloody hell, Luke. She's not supposed to know about the ex-wives yet.
Well, I'm guessing you're the famous Uncle Ollie.
Famous or infamous, depending on what you've heard.
Oh. Well, it's really, really nice to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, it's good to meet you too, hun. You know, Luke didn't mention that he was punching above his weight.
Oh, well, thank you. And yes, please remind him.
Yes, I know, V. I'm a very lucky man. I know.
I'm telling you, if I were 20 years younger, I'd show you.
All right, okay. All right. That's enough, Ollie. All right.
Okay. All right.
V, just ignore him.
Can't say anything nice these days, huh? So anyway, Veronica. Where are you from?
Ollie, I already told you where she's from.
Mate, you can't expect an old fart like me to remember every detail.
No, that's okay. I'm from Zimbabwe.
Oh, Rhodesia.
That was its colonial name, yes?
No, I don't think I've ever been to Rhodesia.
You know, We're actually going there in August.
Oh, good on ya.
Yep, going to Zimbabwe.
Kenya. Kenya, now that's the place I'm thinking of. Oh, I went there on safari years ago.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was incredible. Seeing all the animals in the savannah. Well, unfortunately, we didn't spot a leopard. Maybe you could do something like that. Oh, it's just a suggestion. I mean, obviously, you would know about that sort of thing.
Because, yeah, sorry. I need to, sorry, it's work.
Oh, of course. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, her English is very good.
Well, yeah.
Hi, Lynn.
What a day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, can I squeeze in? Thanks. Hey, sorry about Ollie and the whole Rhodesia thing.
Oh. Okay.
He's just, you know, old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a fucking idiot sometimes, you know. You should hear some of the things he says to me. You know, because I don't want you to feel...
I know. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Why didn't you say something?
Well, I can talk to him tomorrow if you want me to.
Luke, you do know that if we have kids, they'll be mixed, right? What will you do then? Will you stay quiet?
No, baby, of course not. I'll talk to him tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Monday.
Have just been moving through life on autopilot, right? So that's why I think it's so important to find a strong why for the things that we're choosing to do in our lives. But I don't know, guys, you let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks for watching this video. I'll catch you.
Anna got promoted. Like. Andre started a new position. Clap. Priya made 30 under 30. Love. All these people seem okay with this. What the fuck is wrong with me? Are they faking it? Huh. Can they see my panic? Sometimes I fantasize about getting hit by a car. Not hard enough to kill me or anything. Just hard enough to get me a few weeks in hospital. I wade through my day, aimless. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Okay. Subject heading.
B, guess what? Guess what?
What?
I've been asked to present my research at the next med conference.
Cool. Good for you.
All right, we're about to do it. It is 9:20.
Thanks.
Girl.
What are you watching? Another video about people quitting?
Yeah, well, they know what it's like to have to work to survive. Not all of us were born with a trust fund.
Money. I don't know why I'm laughing, because it's a real thing, you know. I'm just like,
well, I've got training tonight, so I'm gonna you.
Okay.
Same.
Sure. See ya.
It's my last day. I feel destroyed. Yeah, like my body is rejecting the whole, like, I need to be up.
Hey, babe. I haven't seen you working out these days.
If you're trying to say I'm fat, just say it.
No, of course not. I'm not saying that. You're fine. All right, I fucking love your body. I just... nothing. So, how's the job search going?
And where am I supposed to find the time to apply for jobs? Do you see how much I've been working?
Okay. Sorry. Sorry I asked. Sorry.
Well, then don't. Luke, I see how you look at me. With that polite pity of yours. How could you possibly understand? You've breezed through life unscathed.
V, I'm going to stay house this weekend. Do you want to come?
Hey, babes. Let me know when you're free to catch up. Miss you. Heart.
V, are you coming? Hit me up. Deuces.
Have you thought about maybe seeing your doctor? You know, just to see if you might be developing depression.
Don't pathologize me.
I'm not. Baby, I'm trying to help you. I'm worried about you.
Luke, sweetie, you've been raised to believe that you can do anything, have anything, be anything. And it's been true for you. Must be nice.
V, I swear, being with you these days is like the hardest thing I've had to do in my fucking life.
Then you've had a soft life.
For fuck's sake, V. Jesus, like, can't you see what you're doing to us?
Nice, blame it on me. Just blame it all on me.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Just listen to me. I'm done. I'm actually done.
Well, yeah, go ahead and be done. Poison seeps deep into the delicate folds of our relationship.
When was the last time you and I had sex?
How? Can you even think about sex right now? I don't want to be mean to him. Truly. But it's like, I can't help it.
I just want my girlfriend back.
I am trying. I don't want to be this way.
You don't have to be.
Self-loathing.
think I need some space.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you get your podcasts. I'd also love to hear what you thought about today's episode. So if you want to get in touch, leave me a voicemail. You can do that at the website, privateaffairspod.com/contact. Or if you want to slide in my DMs on Facebook and Instagram, I'm at privateaffairspod, on Twitter at privateaffairsp, or email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. Private Affairs stars Ratidzo Mambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungerai Wachenuka as Mati, Garika Jani as Tunde, and Taff, with additional performances by Jared Doyle as Ollie. Recording by Phil Trafol at the bass. Sound design and mixing by Jarek Binger, with sound effects recording assistance from Claudia Bloxham. Original music by Jarek Binger. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art by Manya Dar. This project has been assisted by the Australian Government through the Australia Council for the Arts, its arts funding and advisory body, as well as the Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship, the Scallon Foundation, Season 2 super supporter Gavin Batalo, and other listeners. Thank you for making this podcast possible. And many thanks to Auspicious Arts Projects for admin support and Acast for promotional support. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To sign up for the newsletter, shop merch, or donate, visit privateaffairspod.com.